Shabbat Shalom. Do we have tea here? We have 15 minutes so we can relax, have a tea, fellowship. So I'm glad we're in the Jewish Messianic congregation, and it's wonderful time and place to be here. So, and also I noticed not everything is working in the Messianic congregations around the world. So we decided that Rabbi David will speak today, I will speak yesterday, but it does not work. So we just move on. So we have not many time, so I will try to pick most important things from my message and to squeeze it in 15 minutes. I know the Lord can do every miracle, so he can, my watch can stop, so I can just go on. Be smiling, you can rest, so no problem. So I want to share today from the Torah portion. Ooh. One. It's powerful. Hello. Please turn off something. Reverb. Yes. Yes. Raz, dva, tri. Thank you. It's once again, I'm like Moses here, like feel myself, hear my echo from the mountains. No, I want to speak from the Torah portion today. It's Numbers 13. So try to be serious. It's very hard sometimes. So this is from Torah portion from chapter 13, and it is in the same accord with Brian. Brian, thank you so much for powerful message. Thank you. And we don't agree about anything. We don't speak about messages. We don't talk with each other. And also, is in the same accord with Rabbi David's message from last week. His was more beautiful, more powerful, I know, but in the same accord. I'm joking, I'm sorry. Numbers chapter 13. So let's come back to the scriptures. From verse 1, I want to remind us the story of spies, and probably we know all the story, but I just want to remind very quickly. So nation of Israel came out of Egypt with the promise to possess the land. This was the promise from the Lord. This was their goal. This was the main task from the Lord for them. I want to just step on this basis. They not came out of Egypt to die in wilderness. They have a goal. This was all about what they're doing. All the miracles in Egypt, all the miracles with the water, with the everything. It took them to the position when they should enter the promised land. So they are one step from this goal to take, to possess the land. It's most beautiful. It's excited because this is here, next day, next moment, and we will win the land. Powerful. So what's happened here? This is the idea from the Lord. This is a vision from the Lord. But what's happened in reality? We can read it. Verse 1st, chapter 13. Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, "Send some men on your behalf to investigate the land of Canaan, which I am giving to Bnei Israel." So the Lord says to them, "I am giving this land to Bnei Israel." So who is giving? The Lord. So they go in not only because the Lord sent them there, not because they want to go or investigate the land or take possess the land. This is the Lord promised to them. And you need to remember how many miracles the Lord did already up to this point. It was many miracles. He destroyed the nation of Egypt. He made so powerful. His hand was so powerful there. So he sent them. "Each man you are to send will be a prince of the tribe of his fathers, a man from each tribe." So one step here, one more basis for us. This was 12 spies, but this was not the last people in the tribes. This was the first people in the tribe. Elders. I have some jokes about this, but maybe this was people who Jewish people want to get rid of. Like, go. Go look the land. Maybe something happened with you. Go. So this was the main people, the princes from the tribes, 12 people, 12 tribes. This is the chief of the tribe, you can understand. Elders. This is not simple people. This is not just people from the crowd or they don't wait for these people. This was the prince of the tribes. Very important. Wise people, knowledgeable people, people who know the Lord. Because if you read carefully scriptures, we see how the Lord poured his spirit upon the leaders of Israel. This was a very important moment. So according to the word of Adonai, verse 3, Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All the men were princes of Bnei Israel. All the men, all 12. Serious people. Verse 6. From the tribe of Judah, Caleb, son of Jephunneh. Jephunneh. In English, I know that probably we have 150 people. It will be 150 opinions about how his name to read it here. So Jephunneh. So he was this Caleb. So I want to speak about Caleb today. Later in the verse 26, we see what's happened there. They traveled and returned to Moses, Aaron, and the entire community of Bnei Israel at Kadesh in the wilderness of Paran. They gave their report to them and the entire assembly. So they bring a report. And you know what the report was. They were scared. They were afraid of this land. I want to read a little bit later. Only two people, it's verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should definitely go up and capture the land, for we can certainly do it." So all the nation, millions of people, couple millions, they were scared, they were afraid, they were grumbling against the Lord and against the Joshua and Caleb. And only two people, actually three people, Moses and Aaron, four people, against a couple millions. They were with the Lord and they for victory. They says, "Let's go." Verse 31, but the man who had gone up with him said, "We cannot attack those people because they are stronger than we." They spread among Bnei Israel a bad report about the land they had explored, saying, "The land through which we passed to explore devours its residents. All the people we saw there are men of great size, giants. We also saw there the Nephilim," these giant people. "We seemed like grasshoppers in our eyes as well as theirs." What is size for grasshoppers? You know, I just make joke yesterday. Probably it was different ecology, so maybe it was a little bigger. But still small. So, and you know what's interesting in this decision? When we read it, it's like joke for us. But for them, it was the reality. And these people were serious people. They were elders of tribes. They were not joking about this. Probably it was giants there, powerful people. And when they look in reality, it was the reality for them, for the people, for all this, from this 12, for 10 people, it was the reality. These people are giants, powerful, strong. This is very important to remember. And you know what's happened? Chapter 14, Jewish people begin to do their hobby. They begin to cry again. Scream, cry, wept. You know, it's like hobby in wilderness every time. All through that night, the entire community raised up their voices. Of course, what they can do. The people wept. All Bnei Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole community said, "If only we had died in Egypt. If only we had died in the wilderness. Why is Adonai bringing us to this land to fall by the sword? Our wives, our children will be like plunder. What would it be better for us to return to Egypt?" They say to each other, Let's choose a leader and let's go back to Egypt. Simple. One step from victory, one step from promised land, one step from everything that Lord promised to them. Let's choose a new leader and let's go back. So it's probably it's more longer way back than forward, but still. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the entire assembly at the community of Bnei Israel. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Ephoni, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes. They said to the whole assembly of Bnei Israel, "The land through which we passed is an exceptionally good land. If Adonai is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land and will give it to us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Only don't rebel against Adonai and don't be afraid of the people of this land. They will be food for us. The protection over them is gone. Adonai is with us. Do not fear them." It's beautiful. They will be food for us. Adonai is with us. But the whole assembly, of course, what they say, talk about violently stoning them. And we know as a result of this rebellion, 40 years in the wilderness. And Hebrews chapter 3, we can see the root, the heart of problem. It says there, it's unbelief. Unbelief produces the fear. Fear, this is opposite from faith. It brings to failure, to problems. So, very interesting. Only two people, Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, entered the promised land. Only two people. So what about these people? Who they were? First, about Caleb. I want to see a couple things here. First of all, he was the prince of tribe of Judah. Let's say prince of tribe. So what it means in English? The head of tribe. Yes? From tribe of Judah. Second, his name Caleb, it's interpreted as dog. Probably he was loyal to his master, to the Lord. His name was dog, so loyal one. Probably, it's my opinion. Maybe different. Who knows? Third, we know that he has a great faith in the eyes of the Lord. Powerful. He was man of faith. But not only that. I want to pick you something else. Show you something else. This is number 32. Numbers 32, verse 11. The men who came out of Egypt from 20 years and old and apart will not see the land I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for they have not followed after me with whole heart, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite. Let's say together, Kenizzite. Kenizzite. What does it mean, Kenizzite? Probably you know already or you read about it. Kenizzite, this was the tribe in the land of Canaan which the Lord promised to Abraham to take away from the people of Israel. I can read it for you. It's true. True, only true. Nothing but the true. Genesis chapter 15, 18 verse. On that day, Adonai cut a covenant with Abraham, saying, "I give this land to your seed, from river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates River, the Kenite, the Kenizzites." So, it means Caleb. He was from the tribe of Kenizzite. He was Kenizzite. He was the descendant of Esau. His son was Kenizzite. Okay. It's for me, it's very interesting. Prince of tribe of Judah. Wise man. One of those who entered the promised land. He was not Jew. He was Kenizzite. And not only Kenizzite, but from the places that Lord promised to destroy before the people of Israel. When Brian speaks about Ruth, she was Moabite woman. She was prohibited to be part of Israel forever because she was Moabite woman. But because of her faithfulness and open heart, she took the promises from the Lord, and she was in the line of Messiah. She was grandmother of King David. The man, Caleb, here. Why? What's happened with him? Why he was different? I don't have any more time, but probably I need to end my thoughts. So what's happened with him? Why Lord choose this person? Why Lord choose this man? What's happened? What he saw in the life of Caleb? Why he choose him? I want to see Numbers 14, verse 24. However, my servant Caleb, because a different spirit is with him, and he is the wholeheartedly behind me, I will bring him into the land where he went. His offspring will inherit it. Powerful. The Lord look at his heart, and he find the faith in his heart. Wholeheartedly follow the Lord. And it also says here, because a different spirit is with him. Let's say together, different spirit. Different from what? From all the nation of Israel in that moment. 2 million people grumbling, they afraid, but he was different person. What does it mean, different spirit? I think this is spirit of the man who filled with faith in the Lord. And the spirit of God dwells inside of him. This is a person with different perspective and approaches in life. Completely different. I want to step one step back and say, when they entered the promised land, 12 people together. 10 people, they saw the giants. They saw the problems. They saw the situation. They saw that we can't enter it. It was real for them. For this man, reality was completely opposite. He looked from the perspective of the Lord on the situation. He saw the great God and small giants. I believe it was reality. This is why they want to stone him. Why? Because he was stranger for them. They could not understand his mentality. He was a hindrance for them. Because they told him the truth. It was the reality, truth. It's problem and land. We will die there. What are you talking about here? They could not understand his mentality of faith. But he can't understand their mentality. He was from the different spirit. This is why he tried to quiet them. He told them, what are you talking about here? I was in this land. I saw everything by my eyes. Reality is completely opposite. So I don't want to stop here. I have 5 more pages, but I want to stop here. In the Brit Hadasha, you remember when centurion came to the Lord Yeshua and asked to heal his servant. Yeshua said, okay, I will come to you. He is Roman. He is enemy of Israel. They capture Israel land. And this man asked for mercy, and the Lord Yeshua, he's ready to give mercy. And that moment, centurion says, please don't come to my home. You can just say the word and it will be done. Yeshua stopped right away and says, even in Israel, I can't find this faith. And later he says, I can tell you, many people from other nations will come into the heavenly places and will sit with Abraham, Jacob, Isaac. This is the promises from the Lord. So Lord, look in the heart of person. Despite, you know, we can be beautiful or like knowledgeable or elders or princes or whoever. It does not matter. What is in the heart, this is the matter before the Lord. And I'm just amazed by this place of scripture because of Caleb, who he was. When I read next chapter about this rebel of... what is his name in English? Kora, thank you so much. Korea in Russian. Kora from the tribe of Levi. He a relative of Moses. He has all the rights to be leader of Israel. And this man, Joshua, son of Nun, who is he? From Ephraim tribe. Who was Ephraim? He came from Joseph. Joseph's wife was Egyptian woman. According to rabbinical Judaism today, he was not Jew. I'm sorry, something wrong with rabbinic and Judaism today. Because so many exceptions in here. But according to the Lord, he saw the people's hearts and he see the faith of people. And I want to end with a small message. All of we have our promised land. All of us. Different. We are different people. We have different promises from the Lord. We have different land before in front of us. I just want to tell you, don't give up. Don't be afraid. Maybe you one step from your promised land. And maybe you see these giants, problems. Every one of us, we have our giants. And my giant is bigger than yours, for sure. It's huge. He's just... I don't see any else giants because of mine. He just stand. I know the biggest problem is my problem. I know it's natural of people. Our problems, biggest problems. But I want to tell you, as we see in the here, the Caleb has a heart of faith. His perspective different, and he win in this war. He entered the land. He possessed this land from the Lord. I just want to stop. I don't have time. I just want to pray for our hearts, and I just want to pray for victorious spirit in us. I want to ask Lord to give us the new eyes, eyes of faith. So many things happening around us today. Many. Britain goes out from European Union. Did you hear this? Wow. This is the problem. What will happen? I can promise you, many bad things will happen, for sure. But what is our place in this? What is our eyes? What is our faith is about? What we will do? What is our, you know, emotions? So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your beautiful and your presence in this place, Lord. Thank you so much for faith, for redemption in our life, Lord. Thank you so much for great examples from the scriptures, Lord. Thank you for Caleb, Lord. He is the part of tribe of Judah, Lord. You embrace him into our people, Lord. Thank you so much for all Jewish people and non-Jewish people here in this place, Lord. Bless us together, Lord. Unite us with your spirit, Lord. And help us to see our life and our life in every case, every area with your eyes, Lord. Thank you so much for faith, for joy, for eternal life, Lord, and for your presence each day of our life, in our life. Thank you so much. Thank you for rain, Lord. Thank you so much. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's end with the prayers. And find someone, please. Don't be alone. David, you're alone. You have parents, so welcome. We embrace you in our family. So now you're part of our family here. So let's pray together. Yeverechecha Adonai ve'ishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Isa Adonai, panavelecha, ve'asem lecha, shalom. Господь, спасибо Тебе за Твое лицо. Спасибо Тебе за Твое присутствие, Господь. Спасибо за Твою любовь, Господь. Спасибо за то, что Ты с нами каждый день нашей жизни. Мы благодарим Тебя, Господь. Бешем Ишуа ха-Машиах. Амен. Шаббат шалом. And please don't forget your children.